Hey friends, thank you for joining us for Messiah's Misfits Podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you to grow and to learn. I'm your host, Mary, and today we have Shannon and Kara joining us.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ladies. This is their first visit with us, so we're very excited to have you. And today we're going to be discussing the importance of renewing our minds, which is a very important thing to discuss.
Very important topic.
Yes, we need to know where to go and what to do, and we're going to bring you some scriptures about that today. Let's start in Romans 12:2.
Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect."
That's good. I mean, that's a good jumping off point right there. Mm-hmm. Because conform means to act in accord with the prevailing standards, attitudes, practice, etc. of society or a group. So what does being conformed to this world look like?
Well, we live in the world, but we're not of the world.
Amen.
And I think whenever you're around, you know, you're around people all day, every day, that'll rub off on you.
Yes.
And you have to find your center. You have to find the truth, and you have to keep yourself in the world, but separate from it at the same time.
That's so true.
It's easy to conform.
And it's so easy to get caught up in the busyness of our lives. And our minds are something that we very much need to concentrate on.
You know, you've heard it said, the mind is the battlefield, and that is true.
It's true.
Yeah.
It really is. Romans 1:18-31 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth." Well, we're sure seeing that a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And 19 says, "For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them." 20 says, "For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse, for although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things." And we certainly do see that in this day and age.
Lots of that. The suppression of truth is so hard.
Yes.
I feel like that everything is a narrative now.
Yes.
And narrative, you can make it, people choose to make it false a lot.
Oh, very much so. I agree with that. We're seeing that in our everyday lives, like we talked about before, but we're also seeing that in our leaderships in this world. And, you know, the way we believe, there's only one God.
Absolutely.
Yes.
There's only one truth. And I believe, and we're seeing the confusion, because the word says that Satan is the author of confusion.
Yes.
And we're seeing him wreak havoc in our world today, because there's so many what does the word say? It says, you know, in the last days, evil will be seen as good, and evil.
That is so true.
I said that wrong. Evil will be seen right,
and what is right will be wrong.
Right. Or wrong. Just kidding. No. But that's so true, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing things made gray.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no gray area with
that's
God.
Conformity.
That is.
That's conformity.
It is.
When you start to, you know, you start to just let the world creep in, you start to believe bits and pieces of it to be okay. And it isn't. It's hard to stand against that.
It is.
You know, because now that's considered hate.
Right.
Things that it isn't, though.
And you'll be attacked for it. If you stand...
The truth is not popular.
No, it's not.
The truth isn't popular.
Well, Jesus said, they hated me. Yes. They're going to hate you too.
Isn't that sad?
It is sad because he's love. God is love. And we think, because we know the truth, that should be so easy. But it's so hard for people because, for one thing, they're taught this. You know, they're brought up to believe these falsities that we know are not true.
Right.
Well, and verse 24, the very next verse, mm-hmm. it says, therefore God gave them up yes. in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God
right.
for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who's right. blessed forever. Amen.
Amen.
So they're exchanging the truth about God for a lie.
That's right.
And then we are seen, when, like you said, as the people who are wrong, even though we're right because of God's word. And just to be honest, I don't have time to worry about who's telling the truth and who's not telling
right.
the truth. Life is a good busy, mm-hmm. But that is hard to discern constantly because it's a constant battle.
Right.
And I feel like the only way that I can successfully do that is to be in God's word.
Oh, absolutely.
Renewing my mind constantly yes. so that discernment can be a process.
Well, that's a gift. The
yes.
gift of discernment
yes.
is a gift that we all need.
To consecrate our minds to him.
Amen. Yes. That's right. Well, 26 says, for this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. For their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. 27, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. Now, this is not a popular subject.
It isn't.
Nobody wants to touch the subject unless it's to say, oh, let everybody love. And
it's uncomfortable because we are people of love and we love
yes,
all people.
We do
love all people. And when you say that a lifestyle is wrong or an act is wrong, that's considered slander against the person themselves.
Right.
We love the people. And so that's
right.
why it's so uncomfortable to approach that subject, because you don't want to hurt anyone.
It really
you
is.
Want to express love to people.
Exactly.
But
the
at the same time,
sin.
The truth is the truth.
That's right.
And we can't suppress the truth.
That's so true. Because we can't make it up. I mean, we can't make up the rules as we go along.
We don't get to choose the mm-hmm. rules. We don't get to pick and choose from the Bible.
No.
And I always worry that if I don't say the things that God is asking me, and it is my job as his child who studied God's word to share, then I'm not loving that person in a
right.
depth of love that should be.
It's true.
Our world says because you're being contrary to what they want you to believe or they've been encouraged to believe, that you're not loving.
Right.
Whenever we're loving more.
Right.
By
but
sharing
that's
God.
What the world says.
Right.
And the world is confused.
Yes.
Very.
And when you allow people to be deceived and you don't stand up for the truth, you're doing harm.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you're
absolutely.
Doing harm to that
yeah.
person.
That is so true because, you know, if you love someone, you're going to tell them the truth because there is a hell
yeah.
that is at the end of all of this. And nobody wants to believe
and
that.
And we're closer and closer to that time. There's not time
every
to
day.
Mess around.
That's right.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And I don't want anyone to go there. And it would be so easy to just say, oh, do what you want to do. You know, God loves you no matter what. That's true. God does love you. But he did give us rules to follow.
He did.
He, you know, we can be forgiven for things when we make mistakes, which is every day. I would
yeah.
say every day I have to repent. But we still have to know the truth. We have to know what he's telling us to do. And the only way to do that is his word. Because that's how we know him.
Exactly.
Exactly, yes.
And that's not the only subject. That's just one subject
that's
of many.
One,
you get
yes.
into verse 28, 29, 30 here. You see all the other ways in
oh.
which we're failing God.
Read them.
It says, and since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They were full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. And I looked up debased, and it's lower in quality, character, or value. And because they were choosing this lifestyle, he was allowing them to have a lower quality of life.
Right.
A lower quality of character. That's sad. That's hard to
swallow.
I don't want to have that mm-hmm. in my life.
And yet how easy it is for us. I mean, there are things listed in mm-hmm. there. How many times have you envied or gossiped or been angry? Like
right.
this is for the church. This isn't just for the world,
right.
but this is for the church.
No.
We have to every day renew our minds so that we don't start
doing these things.
Taking part mm-hmm. and becoming insolent and haughty and boastful. I mean, those
right.
are simple things that are so easy to fall into if we don't renew our minds continually.
That's right.
Right. And you have to have a mind that's been made new
mm-hmm.
to begin with before you can renew.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like, and so.
Yeah, because
it
the
was,
word says we must be born again.
Right. Mm-hmm. So whenever you think about it, it is very much that it's the church.
Yeah.
And that, so we should know, but we have to be reminded by renewing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it is easy to fall off into some of these categories.
It is.
Oh, yes.
We have to remember most of these scriptures were written to the church.
Exactly.
You know, they're mm-hmm. written to us, to people who love God, and yet it's easy to fall into the ways of the world because that's what you're around every day.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, because not only our mind, but our actions have to line up.
Yes.
That's not easy. And just because we're Christians, this isn't just some,
no.
you know, poof.
Yes, that's my point. Like, you know, this I'm pointing the finger at myself
right.
tonight. Like, it's
mm-hmm.
it's necessary that I stay renewed every day. I
yes.
can't call myself a Christian
no.
if I don't every single day, multiple times a day probably,
yes.
renew my mind, either with God's word or in prayer.
Oh, yeah. That's good because even if you're a baby Christian,
yeah.
a toddler Christian, you know, or a seasoned Christian, you're still going to face these issues.
And we've never made it.
That's
until
right.
we've made it.
Till we've made
right.
it. Till
yes.
until he calls us home.
Yes.
Well, Ezekiel 12:1 says, "The word of the Lord came to me, son of man. You dwell in the midst of a rebellious house, who have eyes to see but see not, who have ears to hear but hear not, for they are a rebellious house." You know, that he's calling attention to the things that we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
These are all rebellious things
mm-hmm.
that were listed above. And, you know, I think Romans 1:18-21 and Ezekiel 12:1-2 are speaking about the same things. Everyone has the opportunity to see and know God, but not everyone chooses to see and know God. You know, they are rebellious and confused.
Yes. And Brother Randall talked about the midst of something being in the center mm-hmm. in his sermon a couple of Sundays ago, maybe. And that's given me a whole new thought. I mean, to be in the midst, in the middle
mm-hmm.
center of a rebellious house. The only thing that we can do to safely function through each day is to have our eyes not like these people. They have eyes to see, but they don't. We have to have our eyes focused on Christ, our ears hearing, and because we are in the middle of the rebellion.
Absolutely. And we have been since Earth was created.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been a war since then. And, you know, I think this describes what the beginning of Romans 12:2 says about being conformed to this world and answers that question about what that looks like. Mm-hmm. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So he's telling you right now, this is a reasonable request that he's asked of us, not something that's far-fetched and, oh, nobody can accomplish that. It is a reasonable request.
Yeah.
And as a child in love with our God, we should be running to that.
Right. Right. As a child, I had a fear of disappointing my parents. And that's how we should be with God. We should have that same fear of, or not just fear, but to be ashamed of mm-hmm. how we behave sometimes.
You know, you think about what it's going to be like one day to stand before him.
Oh, yeah. So
I make myself think about that moment I stand in front of him mm-hmm. and he calls me by name.
Right.
And I answer to him for how I've lived my life.
Right.
And that's a wake-up call. Mm-hmm. What do you want him to say to you?
Oh,
you know?
That's something we all face. That's
Very humbling.
I think we all think about because that's something we will face.
Yes.
And that's something, and that's some one of those things that we have to go back and tell people about.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, maybe no one's ever told them. And that's our job, is to tell them about that.
Right.
It may not be comfortable, and we have to be out of our realm of comfortability.
And that's why we need the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I mean, what is more empowering than to have his Holy Spirit
That's right.
speaking for you.
Which makes it...
Anointing you for the conversation.
Yes.
I pray every day, Lord, anoint me for every conversation I'm going to have today. Because
That's
I work
good.
In the public and I work around people all day. And I don't want to misspeak.
No.
You know.
And also, the Holy Spirit will allow them to receive
yes.
what you have to say, yeah. which is so important.
Yeah. And he promised his disciples that... the Holy Spirit would provide them the words to say.
Right.
Yes.
That whenever they went out alone or mm-hmm. in a group, but maybe not with him, they would know what to say.
Well, you know, King David said, write your words on the tablet of my heart that I might not sin against you, which is exactly what we're discussing here, is if we have God's word in our heart, we're less likely to sin without knowing.
Out of the abundance mm-hmm. of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
It's written on our hearts. It's going to come out of our mouth.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And to be following these verses and being the person that has the things and activities that have been listed, the result is separation from God.
Yes.
I can't imagine that separation.
No, that's hell.
That's the worst
yeah.
imaginable.
It is, because it is hell. That is what hell is going to be, is separation from God.
Right.
And that is something that, you know, I pray, Lord, don't ever let me miss ministering to someone that I don't have to say they went to hell because
yeah.
of me.
And there are many people in this world that think that the world is bad right now. And they can't even imagine what the world's going to be like whenever the church is gone.
Right.
When God mm-hmm. calls the church away, what's the world going to be like then? Right now we have all the church praying.
Right.
When the church is gone, you don't have all the church, all the Christians, all the children of God praying.
That's very true.
And the people who are not worried about that don't see the problem that's going to be
yeah.
until it's too late.
Well, that's having eyes to see but not seeing.
Right.
Ears
mm-hmm.
to hear but not hearing. Yeah. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to believe it.
Right.
Mm-mm.
And that's a sad reality.
It really is. And it's not just something that a Christian has came up with.
Mm-mm.
You know, these are things that we have been instructed by God to do.
Yes.
And I pray that people receive it. I pray that no one is turned over to a reprobate mind.
Right.
Because that's a scary place to be. And, you know, 1 John 2:15-17 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in it. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Yeah.
That says a whole lot.
Yeah. It does.
Because, you know, I pray, Lord, let, you know, empty me of me and fill me with you.
I heard a preacher preaching the other day, and he said, we need to unself ourselves. And that's become my prayer. Lord, I want to unself myself, because that's when we get in trouble.
You know what? And you know what another good thing is about that phrase? What is everybody doing?
Selfies.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's another lie. It's another lie. It's another layer that is being fed to the people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
So that is our topic about conforming or not conforming.
Right.
But the opposite of that is to be transformed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Transforming. I liked your thought, Kara, about us as in the flesh and transforming our lives.
Yes.
I thought about you because you have talked about being a visual person. And I thought, what more visual can you get? You have a person that is born and grows if God gives them time on this earth. Their body goes from baby to young person to adult, older adult. Maybe old, wrinkled, not working so correctly. That was me. But if God gives us enough time as a Christian and we take advantage of that time, our spiritual lives do just the opposite.
Right.
And we go from a baby Christian to a discerning, spirit-filled Christian seeking what is the will of God, what is good, perfect, and acceptable, because we are constantly renewing our mind in His Word.
The goal is to become a mature Christian.
Yeah. Which makes us desire the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what He said we have to do, is desire those things.
And while sometimes maybe our physical body is diminishing, we are still strong spiritually if we choose to follow that and are the warriors that He needs in this life to go to battle, to be in prayer, to share Christ.
You know, I've said before, you know, I feel like sometimes we think, oh, well, we're too old. We're too old for that. We're too old. You know, I've passed that stage of my life.
Speak for yourself.
Well,
it
is true, because we think, oh, they're not going to listen to me because they're kids and I'm old. And, you know, until God tells you to stop, don't stop. Don't ever stop sharing God's word.
Well,
what
happens to the next generation,
exactly,
though, if those, you know, those with all that wisdom aren't there to pass it down to the next generation?
And God's word says that the older women should teach the younger
women,
and same for the men. And so we do have a job.
Absolutely. So how do we renew our minds so we can discern the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God?
Well, if we transform, we're going to change in condition, nature, character. And Romans 12:9-21 says, let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, and seek to show hospitality.
Whew.
It's a lot, just in that 9 through 13.
Oh, yeah.
But it's things that we can strive to do,
yes,
with God's
and
guidance and Holy
really
Spirit.
That first part, let love be genuine. Mm-hmm. If love is genuine in us, all those other things
fall into place.
If our love is genuine, we will abhor evil.
Mm-hmm.
We will hold fast to what's good. We'll do those things. But it's that love of God in us, the renewal of the love of God in our minds and in our hearts.
Well, you know, ladies, I hate to cut us short, but we are at the end of our episode today, our time. But if you all are in agreement, I would love to have you come back and do a part two. to this. And
yes. Yeah.
That would be wonderful because, I mean, that you guys are giving us all kinds of wonderful information, you know.
This has been fun.
It has been.
It is a joy to have you both.
Thank you.
And Josh.
Oh, thank you.
Who I did not introduce at the beginning, but he's here, folks. So, Shannon, would you mind leading us in a closing prayer?
Sure. Lord, we love you and we thank you for the opportunity to be your children. Lord, to do your work, to be the light and the love in this world. We ask that you would help us, each and every one that's heard your word today, not to be conformed to the ways of this world, to be transformed in our minds to be who you would ask us to be. We thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. What a wonderful episode we've had. We would just invite you all to come back for next week and listen to these lovely ladies and what they have to bring. Thank you for joining us today. If you haven't subscribed to the Messiah's Misfits podcast, make sure to do that so you don't miss an episode. Make sure to leave us a review so others can find our podcast.